Welcome to the Scared But Not Damaged podcast, a podcast that supports, empowers, and inspires women that have experienced abuse or experiencing emotional trauma or pain. This podcast will challenge you to push against the tides and rewrite your story. On this podcast, I will be sharing some of the principles of Scared But Not Damaged, a life that has gone through adversity and abuse and has come out strong in spite of life's challenges. Despite the scars, your worth and value still remain intact and undamaged. Each week, we will discuss topics like what is abuse, what are the red flags that you are in an abusive relationship or marriage. I am your host, Naomi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Scared But Not Damaged podcast. I am so excited. Yay! It's episode number 4. Yay! Today, I will be talking about how to recognize if you are in an abusive relationship or marriage. How to recognize if you are in an abusive relationship or marriage. Everyone has arguments and disagrees with their partners, family members, and those close to them from time to time. So would you say that is abuse? Certainly not. We do or say things we regret, and which can cause unhappiness to those we care about. And that's fine, because we're human. But if this begins to form a consistent pattern, then it is an indication of domestic violence or abuse. So, these are some of the questions you'd ask yourself. And the answers I want you to put down, you can get a pen and paper, is yes or no. So, let's get started. Has your partner tried to keep you from seeing your friends or family? Has your partner prevented you or made it hard for you to start a study or going to work? For some people, their partners stop them from studying or going to work. Whereas for others, their partner wants them to work even when it's not convenient. Or they choose the kind of job you do. Or they force you to go study what you don't like to study. Especially those in the diaspora. They might tell you to go read nursing because maybe that's where money is coming from. And maybe that's not what you intend to do. So watch out for those signs. Does your partner constantly check up on you or follow you everywhere you go? So you can answer yes or no. Does your partner unjustly accuse you of flirting or having affairs with other people? Does your partner constantly belittle or humiliate you, or regularly criticize or insult you, or rain verbal abuses on you? Are you ever afraid of your partner? Are you scared of him or her? Have you ever changed your behavior because you are afraid of what your partner might do or say to you? Has your partner ever destroyed any of your possessions deliberately? Has your partner ever forced you to do something that you really did not want to do? Has your partner ever tried to prevent you from taking necessary medication or seeking medical help when you felt you needed it? Has your partner ever forced or harassed you to have sex with him or with other people? Or has he made you participate in sexual activities that you were uncomfortable with? Has your partner ever tried to prevent you from leaving the house? Has your partner ever kept you short of money so you are unable to buy food or unnecessary items for your use and the children? Or made you take out loans? Has your partner made you take out loans? Has your partner ever tried to control you by telling you that you could be deported because your immigration status? This question is for those that live in the diaspora. I think some of those questions resonate with some people already. Don't be afraid. You are not alone. If you answered yes to one or more of the above questions, this indicates that you may be experiencing domestic abuse. Boom. There you go. But guess what? You are not alone. We know reaching out for help can be hard, but we are here. There is a lot of help out there. We will always support you without judgment. I would like to say to you that when you're going through abuse, you are likely to be experiencing a mental and emotional breakdown at the same time. At times like this, you need a trusted person or friend by your side to give you the strength you need to hold on and keep your sanity till you're able to leave the environment. And the earlier you help and remove yourself from the toxic environment, the better. If you have been affected by one way or another, you can reach me on Instagram at scarred but not damaged. You can DM me and get in touch, and I'll be able to help you with safety plan on leaving. Make sure you never tell your abuser when you're going to leave, because he might stop you. And the best way is to leave when he doesn't know. You're better off make a plan, a safety exit plan. And if you want to know about that, you can DM me at my Instagram page, scarred but not damaged. I think that's all I have for you guys today. Signs to know that you are in an abusive relationship or marriage. Remember, abusers do not change. They do not change. They remain the same. So stop being coerced and be manipulated. He told you he was going to change the last time. He told you he was sorry. Bought you flowers. Bought you a car. But he never stopped hitting you. He never stopped those dehumanizing behavior. So please, embrace life and leave. So I'm just going to wrap it up here today. And I'll say bye-bye. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you again next week.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Scarred But Not Damaged podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Scarred But Not Damaged so you don't miss a show. Kindly subscribe to the show so you know when new episodes are released, and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thanks for listening and see you next week.